Blog Talk
Good evening.
Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business. This is Les Wolf, CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia, your host. I do apologize somewhat for my voice tonight as I am recuperating from a really miserable cold, but hopefully you can understand and hear me clearly. Now, we have a focus on this show of trying to figure out ways that we can help our listeners work smarter. And the whole key is smart marketing is related to smart thinking, and we try to put some of those smart thoughts together. And we do it a couple of different ways. We have a variety of guests from time to time. We have four LinkedIn groups that are worth you pursuing and participating in. One is called Smart Marketing for Small Business. Surprise, the same name as the show. Another one is called, Creative Thinkers Forum. And the idea there is we want you to learn how to think more creatively. And it's not that difficult. I know a lot of people say, I'm not that creative. Well, there are ways to be creative. You don't have to be genius, but there's common sense ways to do it. There is also a thing that we call celebrities for marketing. The idea is how can you use celebrities in an effective manner? And you don't have to go out and spending $500,000 or $50,000 for a celebrity. There's some very interesting celebrities that can be tied in for reasonable fees. And then there is the Fearless Marketers group. That LinkedIn group is designed for those of you who are willing to be originators rather than mimics, who are not afraid of stepping up and saying, you know, there may be a better way to do this, and let me look into that. We also have a blog, smartmarketingmoves.com. Again, another thing that we encourage you to participate in. And also, we want to hear from you. And the way to do that is through email to marketingsmartly, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, marketingsmartly@AOL.com. That's our email address. We not only want to hear your comments about the show, we want to hear your thoughts on what topics you would like to cover, see us cover. If there are guests that you think we should be talking to have on the show, if you think you should be a guest on the show, remember, marketingsmartly@AOL.com. We want to hear from you. All right, now, what we're going to do tonight, we're going to focus on something that is often overlooked, and that's basically what I call fundamentals. But there are certain key things that enable a smaller firm to operate more effectively than a big firm. And we want to cover some of those points tonight. And, business in general, there's a wonderful quote by Peter Drucker. And as you know, folks, I love quotations. Peter Drucker, one of the top marketing consultants of our lifetime, said business is made up of two things, innovation and marketing. And we focus on smart marketing. How can we help our listeners be smarter? Well, 6 points I want you to think about. Because Peter Drucker knows of what he speaks. Good ideas are not hard to develop or not as difficult as what it takes to make them a commercial success. There are many things a small business owner or manager must think about, as there are things they must do in their day-to-day environment. When it comes to marketing, many say they just don't have enough time to spend on it. Well, my answer to that is if you don't have the time now, you will most definitely have it later. Why do I say that? Well, more than 95% of businesses fail in their first year, and 85% of the balance fail within 5 years. What is the number one reason? Not a lack of funding, but a weakness in their marketing and management skills. So here are some points to consider. Again, my apologies for the coughing. How open-minded is your attitude? Number one point, how open-minded is your attitude? You know, I find myself as a parent of two and a lecturer to many younger people. I point out that at 21, I had all the answers. At 35, I had only half the answers, and now that I am well past 50, I realize how little I know. And knowing that makes each day an exciting experience because I will learn something I didn't know before. And why is that? Because I have an open-minded attitude. I am hungry to learn. With all the new technology that is out, there are things that I need to learn because technology doesn't change, in a sense, the fundamentals of marketing. But what technology does is offers new delivery systems that can be integrated into traditional systems or replace them. But the key fundamentals of marketing never change. And it's understanding these new systems and the blogs and the internet and the social media. All of that is something that is a need to know, because the only constant in life is change. And the success of any business is based on its flexibility to change. You know, to understand that the marketplace is an ever-changing current of technology, procedures, communication, training, education, information. Again, excuse me. Tools and techniques. You know, there are those who choose to ignore it, and they do so at severe risk of losing everything they have worked hard to build. How do you stay on top of everything you need to know? We're all so swamped under, at least we feel we are. Well, one of the things that we can do is by keeping an open mind to improvement in all the areas of our business. You know, we don't have all the answers. There's always something we can do to enhance and improve what we're doing. So we need to keep that open mind. And we need to encourage our employees, if we have them, vendors we deal with, and especially customers, to bring constructive suggestions to our attention. There's a wonderful quote I've used quite often on this show by Phil Condon, the former chairman and CEO of Boeing. None of us are as smart as all of us. And that is what we want to do, is build a team effort that we are open to ideas, we're willing to listen attentively to recommendations from those who work for us, who are our customers, who sell to us. Another thing is also to say thank you. I know that sounds, silly. Well, I always say thank you. Well, in reality, most people don't say thank you. And thank you not only to the customer, but to, thank the employees, recognize them for suggestions that produce benefits, encourage them to participate. All right, and when they do give you recommendations, evaluate them and test them to decide, which one should we move? Which are the best ones? What should we move on? The name of the game is to stay constantly thinking smart marketing. And another thing is to think creatively. In order to outthink the competition rather than outspend them, you need to look at what you sell or provide and look for ways you can add value to it. For example, we encourage members of our Smart Marketing and Management Institute or subscribers to our publications, our blog, as a marketing tool to generate leads and build client relationships. They can photocopy or order reprints of articles they believe would be of value. But I do this all the time. I'm constantly looking for articles that widen my scope of thinking, give me somebody else's perspective, make me think, is there a better way? Is there something I'm overlooking? Is there something I should be examining a little more closely than I am now? So that is something that is very important. And to think creatively, you need to constantly be absorbing new ideas, new information, and getting input from, as I said, those three valuable segments of society: your employees, your vendors, and your customers. All right, now, when you have that input, you need to find more uses for it. Now, for example, one of the things that might expand your budget without having to, as I said, you don't have enough money to compete on an equal basis with a larger competitor, is perhaps a joint venture with another company. Perhaps a beneficial bonus that can be offered to your customer by joining forces with some sort of partnership. Or you might redesign your packaging to have more visual impact or to be easier for retailers to inventory or to display. There are a lot of different things that you can do when you think creatively. You know, one of the things that I often recommend is to look at what your competition is doing and then identify what you think they're missing. You know, most good new ideas are usually based on some previous concept. So keep in mind what I call the eight words of innovation or ideation. Yeah, I like ideation better in this case. All right, and it is the creation of ideas. All right, let's take these words one at a time. Adapt. Is there something out there that you can adapt to your operation? Is there some elements that you can adapt and tailor to fit your specific needs and the way you're structured and the way your business operates? Is there a way for you to modify something that others are doing that better fits your situation? Oh, it's something that often people don't think about is, somebody may be doing something on a large scale, but you look at it and say, you know, if I take a segment, a slice of that, a modification of that, it might work well within my organization and the audience that I have to reach out to. Another thing to think about is almost the opposite, is to magnify. To enlarge, is there an idea there? I've always been a great believer. Big ideas lend themselves to more creativity. You can trim a big idea down. It's very hard to do much with a small idea. But at the same time, there are things you can minify, that you can shrink down, that make sense where a more custom-tailored application to a niche market within your operation can work well. There's also the fact of rearranging your thinking. You know, you've been doing something in a particular way. Oh, can you rearrange the way you're thinking? Can you rearrange the way your business operates? Can you rearrange the way your store's structured? Can you rearrange the way people deal with you business-wise, all for the idea of making it easier, simpler, more user-friendly? It is that which I think can be key. And then also, can you take something and benefit by saying, you know, if I reverse the approach that I'm using at this, instead of saying, I can't do this, I would say, I can do this if. So reverse is another way of thinking creatively. You know, you combine all of these together so that you basically have these eight words: adapt, modify, magnify or enlarge, minify or shrink, rearrange, reverse, combine, That is a way to think more innovatively and creatively. So do it. Now, let me stop for a moment and talk about some of the services that Smart Marketing Group can offer that can perhaps benefit you. We are working with companies in a range of areas and advisory role, strategic marketing strategy, strategic planning, creative tactics, executive coaching. We also look at what can best suit a customer's need. And small businesses have, as you can imagine, some financial restraints. So we have created some programs that are designed to make creativity and strategic direction and creative tactics more affordable. And we do this through a couple of things. We do this through what we call the Advisory Time Block Program. And that's simply where clients can purchase a number of hours of time blocks. There's no minimum, outside of 1 hour. But they can put 1, 5, 10, whatever they want. Those hours are good for a year. And they open up the door for the opportunity to talk to me, to members of our staff, to some of our advisory board, to where ideas that you may have a problem, an issue, a concern that's important to you or something you want to brainstorm on, and you want to be able to pick up the phone or email and say, what do you think of this, or how would you handle this? And it is very simply, it might be a 10-minute situation, a 15-minute situation, an hour-and-a-half situation, but it comes out of that time block that you have. We're also creating a new program that at the moment we call Marketing Advisory Briefings. And that is where a client comes to us and says, I have this particular situation, this scenario. I need a strategy, and I need your advice on how to do this, but I don't have a lot of money to spend. So can you give me a overview within a half hour to an hour and help me clear up my thinking and get a better sense of direction? And we have that. In addition, the fact that I get out there and I give speeches on smart marketing for small business, we have workshops based on the same concept of smart marketing for small business. We even have workshops that I call conference room conversations, which can be just a handful of people in your boardroom. There's a number of different approaches, and you should reach out to us at marketingsmartly@AOL.com and find more information on this. And visit our website, smartmarketinggroup.com. All right. Now, you want to develop, as another step, proactive customer service. You don't want to wait until the customer complains to improve customer service. You need to think with an open mind and creativity to be sure to survey your customer base on a regular basis. You know, if you don't have the time, you know, hire a telemarketing service to do it for you. You know, you can find them in the Yellow Pages or ask among some of your fellow business people if they have a recommendation. But the key is to be proactive, because what's the opposite of proactive? Reactive. And reactive is not a situation that you want to be in. You want to be proactive, anticipating and, you know, providing customer service. I mean, one of the things that we talked about in a recent show was something as simple as business courtesy, knowing when to say thank you, greeting people with a smile in your voice or a smile on your face or anything that makes them comfortable that you actually desire their business. And that goes also for your employees. How do they get along with each other? Do they show courtesy to each other? So customer service, courtesy in general, you need to be proactive, looking for ways that you can be more effective. And one of the ways that you can be more effective is talking to your customers and saying, how can I help you? How can I better serve you? This is not genius. This is common sense. You're a customer. How would you like to be treated? And once you get that information, you have to use it properly to expand your market, to fight your competition, to open doors, you know, and much more. You know, what kind of data would be helpful to you? Excuse me. All right, you may want to know is, what are my competitors doing? What should I know about what they're doing? What are the leaders in the industry doing that you could benefit from adapting? Do you know, if you're dealing with, in this, especially the business arena, do you need to know more about your customer or your client's business? The more knowledge you have, the more helpful you are to them. And that is key. You know, what do you know about your customer's industry that it might enable you to find new customers? I mean, these are things that you need to think about that can be very effective in expanding your operation. You've got to learn how to use information. You know, what should I be reading to stay on top of my industry? You want to be reading your trade publications. You want to be, attending trade shows. You want to be involved in trade associations. You want to get anything that will give you an edge in the area. All right, now, as I mentioned, trade associations are a great place to get data. Trade publications, one of the things with them is don't hesitate to call the editors. You know, they're happy to hear from you. Vendors, they call in your competitors as well, so they can give you a lot of market intelligence. Always talk to your customers. Customers love to have people pay attention to them and to, ask how can they be helped better? How can they be enjoy your service even more? And one of the things that we talk about the competition is you need to really know your competition. It's always smart to know who your competition is, how they operate, what they are thought about, what people say about them in the industry and in the base, customer base out there. You want to get some idea, knowledge of their sales and marketing efforts, because you may learn something. They may be overlooking something that could be beneficial to you, or they may be doing something you're not doing and should be doing. You should make it a disciplined practice to have everyone in your organization collect whatever data and input possible on the competition. But then you want to look for the sameness factor in your industry. What do I mean by the sameness factor? What the similarities that all of you are practicing. Because the more you can identify the similarities, you will start to identify the opportunities that will differentiate you from your competition. It's when everyone is doing something similar, you can then identify the gaps and voids that exist and have an opportunity to outflank your competition and stand out from the crowd. And all of this comes down also to two talents. One is asking questions. It is so important to get out there and ask questions. The more you probe, the more you learn. The more you probe, the more knowledge you gain. The more you probe, the more interest your customers and clients see that you have in their welfare. And, questioning is a skill. It takes time to develop, but it can significantly aid the growth of most businesses. Questions can gain you insight into client prospect needs, minimize mistakes, and expenses related to those mistakes. create more opportunities to serve, help you write more business, build relationships, and differentiate you from the competition. Now, here's a few questions we have seen succeed in identifying client needs. I'm going to ask you to hold for a second, please. Thank you. It's embarrassing to have this bad cold, but not much I can do about it. All right. Some of the questions that will help you identify client needs. Ask them, what are your strengths? What is your company's most important asset? How would you describe your typical customer? Who is your competition? What are your top three concerns in your area? And, marketing, as Peter Drucker said, is as important as innovation. And innovation comes from asking questions, probing, looking out for ways that you can be helpful to the client, which in that way is helpful to building your business as well. All right. As some of you may know from past shows, one of the things in my career was I was the marketing guy that helped Smokin' Joe Frazier, the boxer, get back on his feet. And I developed a thing I called the 10 Rounds to Success. So let me go through these quickly because I think they'll be some help to you. All right. Clearly understand what is marketing. It is all of the various elements that have to be taken and woven into a tapestry to cover your customer in the best possible way. Advertising, public relations, promotion, social media, internet, etc. All right. You have to define what business are you in. Is it that you sell hot dogs? Is it that you sell computers? The question is that really what it is? Or are you selling nutrition? Or are you selling knowledge? Analyze the marketplace. What challenges are you facing? What opportunities exist? Keep in mind what I call my rule of business opportunity. Every business in every industry tends to operate the same as everyone else in that industry. Thus, the sameness factor gives you the opportunity to outthink, outmaneuver, outflank, and outsmart your competition, usually without outspending them. Evaluate your competition. What are their strengths versus yours? What are their weaknesses versus yours? What can your competition teach you? Customer service, round five, as I refer to it. How do you improve customer service without spending any money? How would your customer service score from the perspective of your customers? Do you know? Round six, communicate from the right perspective. Do you understand the WIFM factor? It's WIIFM, and it's not a radio station. It's what most people are focused on. What's in it for me? You want to develop that left hook strategy. You don't want to be a mimic marketer. You want to have proprietary marketing platforms. You want to go, as I said, with an integrated marketing approach. You want to strengthen customer relations because that will lead to customer retention. And as I said earlier, you need to build an effective intelligence network. We will talk about 10 rounds of success in future shows in more detail. I want to thank you for listening, and I look forward to hearing from you at marketingsmartly@AOL.com. And if you are interested in talking to me, if you are interested in having me discuss presentations that we can help you with that will help bring in business to you, just contact me at marketingsmartly@AOL.com. And hopefully by that time I will have gotten rid of this cold. I wish you a very pleasant summer. I look forward to talking to you next week. We've got some exciting guests lined up for this summer. And you just take care and do the best that you can and let us help you wherever we can. Thank you. Bye.